Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 18th. Today's word is teetotaler, spelled T-E-E. T-O-T-A-L-E-R. Teetotaler is a noun that means one who practices or advocates teetotalism, that is, one who abstains completely from alcoholic drinks. Here's the word used in a sentence from Vanity Fair by David Camp. He is one of those fit older people who have redefined what 74 can look like. It probably helps that he's a teetotaler, a choice he made as a young man, having been disturbed by the effect that alcohol had on members of his family. A person who abstains from alcohol might choose tea as his or her alternative beverage, but the word teetotaler has nothing to do with tea, spelled T-E-A. More likely, the T, T-E-E, that begins the word teetotal is a reduplication of the letter T that begins total, emphasizing that one has pledged total abstinence. In the early 1800s, teetotal and teetotally were used to intensify the words total and totally, much the way we might now say, I'm tired with a capital T. I am now wholly, solely, and teetotally absorbed in Wayne's business, wrote the folklorist Parson Weems in an 1807 letter. Teetotal and teetotaler first appeared with their current meanings in 1834, 8 years after the formation of the American Temperance Society. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.